This was done by Minister O'Brien last year in 2024. Government are aware that this is removing a financial burden which can place additional pressure on small cafes and restaurants. And in particular, and I've spoken at length a number of times, we in public life, we have a strong onus to do all we can to support and foster small cafes, small restaurants, the small operators, because a lot of them, from time to time, are family-run businesses. And as we know, the hospitality sector is an industry under serious pressure, with a large number of businesses closing and going to the wall week on, week out. And that has been highlighted a number of times by yourself and indeed Ocean FM, and it has been highlighted nationally. So it is. I'm delighted to hear that, again, the fee is going to be waived for 2025. And you are quite correct. It is something that I would like to see abolished completely because, you know, from COVID, we had to, look at new measures to accommodate people. And tourism, especially in Sligo, is such an important part of our local economy. And as stated, we in public life have to do all we can to help and support, especially the small cafes and the small restaurants.
The benefit to small businesses, I presume that is something that those in the hospitality sector would have come back to you and maybe told you how it helped preserve and reshape their business.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely correct. I suppose when we were looking at options during COVID, I was involved with a number of the businesses around Sligo to try and see how we could accommodate people with outdoor dining. And look, in this beautiful weather that we're enjoying now, Sligo looks absolutely fantastic. And it's great to see so many people outside the cafes, outside the pubs, outside the restaurants, enjoying the sunshine. And also, if you talk to the businesses, they are under pressure. The cost of insurance, the cost of fuel, the cost of food produce, the cost of everything is going in one direction, up, up, up. And it's incumbent on us, either at local level or national level, to do all we can to try and support them. So I am delighted to see that this fee will be waived. And as you suggested, John, it's something I would like to see abolished in its entirety, because it does help people that are in business under pressure at the moment.